be on our own. He's designed us to be a community of people. He's designed us to be interacting with one another. He's designed us to be connecting with one another. So when you see Tom Hanks on the beach, you really feel for him, don't you? Imagine that. That film really, it was a great film, but it messed with my head, because I started thinking about what would I do in that situation. Just talking to yourself for years. The word abandoned is just dreadful. And Jesus cries it out here in this verse, forsaken. In September 1980, I came home from school. I just started at secondary school. And I walked around the corner of my road, and I knew this would happen. And my dad was packing the car with his belongings. And I didn't know what was happening as a kid. You don't know what sort of happens, what goes on in people's lives. I've got some water up here. I'll have a sip. So I didn't really know what was happening, what was going on. But we went from this family unit to being abandoned. I felt abandoned. So I don't know all the details, but what I do know is what my heart felt. And my heart was like alone, totally abandoned. I felt forsaken. So there are times in our lives that this happens. There could be times in your life where you felt abandoned. Jesus cried out to his father. Those were his last words. He was totally separated, totally alone. Abandoned is terrible. A year ago yesterday, I was invited to the plush Fox Hills Golf and Country Club by my boss. And he'd been to a meeting in Paris. We'd just been taken over as a company. And he said, really short meeting, Jeff, I'm afraid you're surplus to requirements. We have to make you redundant. And again, I know it's business, and I know that there are costs involved and there's cost-cutting stuff happening in companies, and these things have to happen. I felt for my boss, actually. But what I also know is how I felt at that time. Abandoned. I felt absolutely alone. I had to stop at the river on the way back and pray, God, what is going on? I was sort of losing it. I thought, I'm an elder of a church. I should be able to hold everything together. So I prayed and asked God, what is going on? Tried to compose myself before I got home. So the word abandoned is just awful. And bless you, Julie, thank you so much. And the thing is, there are always times in our lives where we all come across this feeling of abandonment. So it could be if you're at school, it could be you're in the playground and you get those dreadful words saying, yeah, we'll take so-and-so, but you can have Gilbert. Do you remember those days? We'll take so-and-so, he's a great footballer, you can have Gilbert. Oh, and actually it's just a game of football, but actually for young people, it's actually really awful. Because you get that sense of I'm all on my own. Or perhaps you're in the dinner queue. And year seven, you're pretty small in the dinner queue. Do you remember those days? You're all much older now. But you're in the dinner queue and you get shoved out by year 10 and you have to do that walk of shame, thank you, all the way back to the end of the queue. None of your mates are around. And it's that feeling of being all alone. Or perhaps you come in from college or school, and you have a massive row with your mum or dad, you run in your bedroom, you slam the door frame cracks, you bury your head in your pillow, and you ask yourself the question, why doesn't anyone understand me? Ever had that? Why don't people understand? Why all? It could be that you're a young family, you've got young kids and husbands at work, you're a young mum. Suddenly you get that sense of feeling alone. And actually, with the word abandoned, there are other things that happen, other feelings that come into play. Things like fear and anxiety and worry. It could be that you've been praying for someone to be healed. It could be that you've lost someone. And you ask God the question, where were you in this, God? Where were you in this? And then we read here, this is what God begins to unpack for us. So Jesus cries out in a loud voice. Do you know why he cried out in a loud voice? Because he wanted people to hear what he was saying. Because there was a reason why Jesus had to be separated from the Father. This is really incredible to really get our heads around. And this is why we need to take this sort of scripture away and go away and really dig deep into this to really appreciate what was happening here at this point. Because Jesus was God. Jesus was the purest, most holy, most powerful person on the planet at that time. And yet he was hanging on a cross. Jesus was God. Jesus cries out these words, which was the first verse of Psalm 22. See, memory verses are really important. Really important. You can just imagine Jesus being in the Garden of Gethsemane and digging into the Psalms, because I'm telling you, if I was there and I was facing what Jesus was going to have to face, I would turn to the Psalms, wouldn't you? God, please come and help me. Psalm 22. It's interesting, as you read through Psalm 22, it was written 1,000 years before this crucifixion happened. And yet it maps out exactly what happened to Jesus. It was a prophetic psalm. It was painting a picture of what would happen to Jesus on the cross. Verse 6 of Psalm 22 says, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. Verse 18, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. It was a prophetic psalm to demonstrate what was going to happen on the cross 1,000 years later. What's interesting, at the end of that psalm, it moves from pain and anguish at the start to celebration and worship. It actually ends, Psalm 22 ends with such an amazing verse. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. So something was happening here. The reason Jesus was separated from his Father was because God is so pure and holy. He is so pure. If you just think about the purest thing, maybe like purest gold, the softest gold, the purest gemstone, the purest thing. God was so pure. He is so holy. You know, there are words that we cannot describe the purity and holiness of God. We just say God is holy. But actually, it would do us good to go away and really, really understand how holy God is. He's so holy. And the thing with being holy and sin is that they can never connect. They will never connect. So something had to happen. Something had to happen to allow us to reconnect to God. So Jesus was crucified. He was sacrificed for your sins and for my sins. And he was separated from the Father in order that you will never, ever be abandoned. He will never, ever, ever abandon you. I can't see my words now. Romans 8:37 talks about this. Let me just read it out to you. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So Jesus was separated from the Father that you will never, ever be abandoned. He will never abandon you. So when we now think about that, I think we are never going to be abandoned by God. We need to apply that knowledge, because this is the truth of his word. This is what he's recorded for us. I will never leave you or forsake you. I've put a card on everyone's chair today. It says God will never abandon you, and it's got that scripture from Deuteronomy on there, that he will never leave you or forsake you. And this is what you need to apply when things in life go wrong. This is what we need to apply, because things will happen and feelings of abandonment will happen. So when we're at uni or at college and we suddenly start being alone, we know the truth. The truth is, he will never, ever abandon me. Ever. It's the truth. When we're praying for relatives and people aren't being healed, or perhaps we've lost someone, people have passed away, relatives, people dear to us, and we think, where is God in this? That's the truth. He was separated from the Father. He didn't have to be. He was God. He didn't have to be. But he chose to be. He took our sin. He made it possible. He was separated to make it possible for us to be connected with God. And we will never be abandoned by God. Ever. He's taken our sin. You see, it had to be someone pure and holy, utterly pure. Go home, research the word pure. Just try and find as much as you can on purity, on pure, because, and then multiply it by a trillion, you were still not get to this purity. He's amazing. He's so powerful. He could have stopped this from happening, but he chose not to. He was separated from the Father so that we would never, ever be abandoned. So just imagine, as a community of people, if we apply this, I've made these little credit card, it's not much, is it, but this little credit card shape, so we can slot it in our wallets and carry it around with us, or maybe put it in the dashboard of your car or on the fridge. But the important thing is that you just remember this, that he will never abandon you through anything that you go through, ever. And then we start to think, if we then apply this to our lives, think about things that will happen. So when we apply that to evangelism, for instance, and we're sharing our faith with our friends, and suddenly we have a confidence because God's with us. There's a confidence because, you know what, it doesn't matter, because this is amazing, and we want to tell as many people as possible about this, about Jesus Christ, who took our sins to make it possible that we would never be abandoned, that we would be connected to God. So our evangelism, our outreach is suddenly completely different. Do you know, you can spot godly men and women when things around them go wrong. When life hits hard, you can spot them, because they're the ones that are praising God, worshipping him, pressing into him, praying, having a confidence. The Bible is packed full of verses about do not fear, do not fear. You just imagine God writing it. Do not fear. How many times should I write this? Well, 35, 40 times. Don't be anxious. Do not fear. Do not fear. Don't be anxious. Do not worry. Because he will never, ever abandon you. Ever. So our whole attitude to life as a Christian is completely different. Deciding jobs when we're at university, getting concerned about, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to apply for? Do you know what? It doesn't matter. He will never abandon you. Praying for people. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. Some will be healed and some will not. I don't know why. But let's be faithful to God's call on our lives. Go and heal the sick, he says. And having a confidence that he's with us as we do it. Maybe you're here, maybe you don't know God. Maybe you're understanding a little bit about this, but you don't quite know him. This is the most amazing thing that will ever happen to you. Not just in this life, but for eternity. Because this is just a speck of eternal life. My aunt's in hospital. She's dying at the moment of terminal cancer. I don't know how long she's got to live. She's 93. If I get to 93, I'd be pleased. But 93 years is nothing, let me tell you. It's nothing to eternal life. And this will be the most important decision you make. Do I follow this man Jesus that will enable me never to be abandoned by God, or do I choose not to? It will be, do you know what? Good Friday, if you're not a Christian here, and you want to become a Christian, this is the very best day of the year to become a Christian. Good Friday. The day that we remember how Jesus died for our sins. A brilliant day to get saved. And let me encourage you, if you are here and you don't know him, you want to know more, I would be utterly privileged to talk you through it and tell you how he's affected my life. He will never, ever abandon us. So when we start impressing this on our hearts and really understanding this, that he will never abandon us, think of how the community will change. I'm going to play a song now that I just want you to listen and just to help you reflect. It's a worship song. We're not going to show any words. I just want you to listen to the song. But if every single person really understands this and believes it in your heart, this is when a local church changes the landscape. We affect community. Because we have a God. and a promise from him that he will never, ever abandon us.